feature, The Village Tour, is funded by Cumasún na mBan with a television licence fee.
And you're very welcome to the latest edition of the Village Tour, where I'm very pleased to say I am in beautiful Milltown, Malbay, and I have four great guests with me, so I'll get them to introduce themselves. And we may as well start with the host, because I am at the fantastic amenity here that is the Milltown, Malbay Community Centre, with none other than Neil Hines. Neil, remind us who you are and tell us a bit about the centre and yourself.
Hi, my name is Neil Hines. I'm the manager of Milltown, Malbay Community Centre here in Milltown, Malbay, on the top of the town on Church Street. And we're in here today, and right now as we're here, we got lots of things going on. We just had an art class finish in the room next door. We got a group for Parkinson's going on, a very popular group that have been coming here for quite a while, and they do exercise to slow down the onset of Parkinson's. That's just one of the few things that are going on all week. Other things like physiotherapy, like Pilates, we got heated yoga, we've Irish dancing, we've social dancing, big difference between the two there, loads of conversations about that. We got children's art classes going on here, and it's also an important hub for places like the Brothers of Charity and the GAA when they need it. So we've over 30 events a week going on here, and thankfully I got a job here, and I'm the manager here at the moment, and it's a great place to work.
And the centre itself, how long is this here? I mean, it all looks new. Is that, you know, was it renovated or is it a brand new building?
Yeah, so Sean will probably be able to talk more about that, before, which was before I started my job in 2017. But it is a brand new building, a brand new 1.4 million euro building, I should add. And so I guess it's more than, it kind of breaks the traditional mould of what people think of a regular community centre. You walk in, four walls and a roof. It's a bit more of a complex now, with more rooms and more privacy, I guess, as well, and more opportunities for people to do different things. So it is a complete renovation, and I'm sure Sean will be able to talk plenty about the work that went into that before it is what you see here today.
Let's find out who the aforementioned Sean is.
Hi, thanks, Alan, and you're very welcome to Milltown, Malbay. Sean Lenehan is my name. Born, bred and buttered here in Milltown. My parents are from Milltown. My wife is from Milltown. So I've long, and as Roy Keane might famously have said, I'm Irish by birth, but Milltown, Malbay by the grace of God. So, look, we're a great town. I'm a little biased. I think we have loads to offer here to everybody, to visitors and to local alike. I suppose I'm here today. I suppose, like most communities, there's lots of diverse groups and organisations, you know. But when what's great about Milltown is they all come together when the need arises. You know, we've that metal mentality, if you like, when whatever it is, whether it's a beach clean-up, whether it's a fundraising initiative for the GAA or whatever. We all come together and put our shoulder to the wheel, young and old, you know. So I'm here today, I suppose, as a member of the Milltown Malbay Development Association. We set up a company here, and Neil mentioned about the hall here. We had a tight window, because we'll hear from Seamus after about the Willie Clancy Week, you know, and the world famous International School of Traditional Music, Willie Clancy. But the hall depends, or the school depends on it here every year. So we had a very tight 12-month window. Like, we started the job immediately after Willie Clancy finished in 2018, and we were open here the day or two before Willie Clancy commenced in 2019. So as Neil said, it's a £1.4 million job, but like most things in Milltown, we just get a job done. We don't forget about it and sit back on our laurels. We say, what else is needed? So straight away we said, what more can be done? We've put in a fantastic new sound system here. We've put in a fantastic new lighting system here. We're continually trying to change, to adapt, trying to attract new business and new community groups, make it better for everybody to get the maximum and the benefit out of it.
The community centre here is a testament to the, I suppose, the community involvement, and as you say, that kind of get up off your backside and just get it done. How broad is the remit of the development company?
Yeah, well, so look, I suppose we don't pigeonhole ourselves neither, you know. That's the difficulty I see in some organisations. You know, some people say, well, I'm in this group or I'm in that group, and there the twain shall meet. What we do here in Milltown, whether you're in the GAA club, whether you're in the hall committee, whether you're in the ICA, whether, you know, you're in the fishing club, whether you're in the traders groups or whatever, we all come together as the need arises, you know, to see what we can do for the town. So I suppose, and like many small towns, most of us are in a multitude of those organisations. I think we won the Pride of Place here back in 2013. And I think it was a national award, you know, the Pride of Place. The finals were held up in Derry, very, very prestigious award that we were proud to win. And I think at that time we had something like 47 organisations within the town, you know. So you have the choir, you have the Kilfarby Historical Society, you have a reading club, you have a very aptly named Stitch and Be with a Niche club, you know, a sewing club that's recently formed here. I'd love to be a fly on the wall for that. You know, so as I say, we move on to whatever project is needed. You know, we were involved in maybe rebuilding walls. I want to thank Clare County Council that we have had the benefit of many town and village renewal grants, community sports grants, those type of things. So whatever the cause we're going for, we look for where the funding might be. We look for the, if you like, the coalitions of influence that will be able to drive on that. We look for the right people to get involved. And then we deliver. We have nice new footpaths going out Dennis Road. We have a nice wall down the Mullock Road. The school are involved now in building a new multi-use games area. We were one of the first. We beat Tramore, I think, by a week in building a water safety facility above in the White Strand, Milltown. As well as being the home of football and traditional music, we think we're the home of water safety here as well. Whereas back in the 40s, the local swimming club, of which Mickey was a member at the time, joined with the Red Cross and they formed what is now known as Irish Water Safety or Water Safety Ireland. So we were thrilled to be able to develop a building up there. Again, the metal was called out. We had guys selling blocks, selling slates, selling square metres of the foundation. You know, we got funding from JP McManus Benevolent Fund and then very kind and generous benefit factors here in the community, and we have a fantastic water services centre up there, training centre, and the icing or the cherry on top was it was opened by President of Ireland Michael D. Higgins.
Okay, very good. Our next guest to my right.
Hi, I'm Seamus MacMahona, representing the Music Makers of West Clare. We're an organisation we founded in 2003. Our centre at headquarters is down in the Flag Road in a place called the Music Makers of West Clare. I suppose we started out essentially as an archival organisation in relation to the traditional music, song, dance, folklore, local history and so on of the area. And we have a huge archive of over 60,000 recordings, for example. And we've been hoping to put that fully online for a while. We're still working on that and we hope if our application for funding for a new badly needed IT system is successful, then we plan to have it fully online, fully searchable internationally before long. But while we have a huge archive, that's not just a dead repository of material and so on. We're also very much concerned about promoting the heritage of the area. For example, we organise every 2 months Songs and Tunes Nights with Tim Denny and Roisin White, and where we bring guests or two from outside, and we have a lovely, comfortable venue. It takes about 35, but it's a very conducive, very quiet venue for the music and song. And we have other events during the year. Then we have a gala concert in January. And then our big promotional event, I suppose, is the Concertina Crinu in mid-February, where we started out with a masterclass in the concertina by Noel Hill in 2012. And the following year, we decided to make it a full concertina festival. It's the first of its kind in Ireland. And it's gone from strength to strength under Noel Hill's guidance and an excellent panel of tutors. So this year, for example, and last year, we had over 120 students here for the weekend festival, learning the concertina at different grades. And interestingly enough, almost half of those were adults. So it's an instrument which attracts older people more and more. And we have also, I suppose, lectures, concerts, recitals during the week, which brings a huge crowd of people, and especially, I suppose, at a time of when business is pretty slack in the town anyhow in mid-February. And it is very much an integral part of the economy of the town at that stage. I suppose we have other events. Then we have an Irish language festival in October called Éagsa Thomas É. Thomas O'Hay was a famous, very versatile cultural figure at the turn of the 20th century. Lived most of his life in Dublin. He was a teacher there, but he was a choir master, a composer. Composed songs like the Going to the Fair, you know, My Name is Norah Daly, those kinds of songs. He was a dramatist and a sort of Irish language novelist and so on, at a time when I suppose people were conscious of their Irish heritage in the context of the struggle for independence, which followed within 20 years of that. But we organise that every year, with including a Shannos workshop. We have a lecture on particular topic of interest each year, and also a session of music. It's a short festival, very important, if you like, for what is a fairly small Irish language community generally, but attracts people from all over Clare. I suppose we're not just concerned with music either, but we have great interest in local history. For example, we had several projects going during the decade of centenaries with funding from Clare County Council and others. And we did, say, a tour of the town, which has a very kind of fraught history from the time of the War of Independence and before that, where lots of houses here in town were burned and destroyed, and obviously people killed also in that struggle and in the context of the Rinnean Ambush. So we did a very interesting historical project at that time in association with the local national schools in terms of finding out what their memories of those times in the community still are. And we have, on the more immediate level also, we have a series of community, what we call community memories. We may produce a video interview of lots of the older residents of the area talking of their own experience of life in Milltown, Malbay, between the 1940s and the 1980s. And they come from a wide variety of people, from the local parish priest to farmers to shopkeepers to musical, cultural figures, and lots of the women involved who have a particular contribution to make to that. And we show the video interview then publicly, and obviously it generates great interest. So we'd say we've about 50 of those done over the time. And then the other major promotional aspect of what we do is we decided that it was important for people who come to Milltown during the off-season. You know, we get huge crowds for the Scolsauri Willy Clancy in the first week of July every year. But for people who come kind of in September, even January, February, March and so on, wondering what all this fuss is about Milltown. I suppose Milltown is acknowledged everywhere as the Irish traditional musical capital of the world, really, because of the huge reputation it has in drawing all musicians from all over. But we decided that it was important to provide a facility where people could learn something, experience something about that musical heritage, that unique musical heritage we have. So we set up this visitor centre called the Music Makers of West Clare, and we drew on our own archive for first-hand accounts of interviews with the major personalities going back, you know, the Junior Creans, the Willy Clancy's and so on over the years, and with information panels, 22 information panels, and also two videos. One is a short history, 6-minute video of the history of Irish traditional music, and the other is a recording of a traditional music session made in a local pub there 11 years ago. So we get considerable numbers of overseas visitors to that. We get about 10 or 12 maybe American groups every year. Just earlier this week, in fact, we had a high school orchestra from California who were here, and we put on a dancing lesson for them here in this wonderful facility here, which is also of such use to us for the concertina crinu along with the national schools. And we had 61 of those here along with their parents and so on, and visiting us. So I suppose we do hope that maybe local people aren't as aware of it as some outsiders sometimes, but again, it's a huge facility to have. And we're hoping, I suppose, that, you know, this musical heritage that we're all very well aware of, song and music, dance, local history and so on, but it's something that can't be just allowed to be a museum piece. Mm. It's important to keep developing it. You know, we're conscious of the numbers of families around the area who keep the tradition going by getting their kids to classes with learning the music.
Or in terms of the next generation.
Exactly, yeah, that's very important. And, you know, it is amazing to me sometimes the effort that local people put into this, families put into this, and especially the mothers, you know, all they come up with the money for the classes and for going to all of these festivals and so on, because it is hugely important for the young kids to have a sense of cohesion and you know, sharing a common tradition. And also, I suppose, for ourselves more generally for the future, it's important that a lot of these events, you know, the Scalzari, Willie Clancy, with the great people who organised that, I'm not involved with that myself, but an awful lot of work goes in unseen behind all of that. It doesn't just happen, you know, so. And likewise for our Éireann Don Chláir, the Heritage of Clare organisation, it's important that we keep new people coming into that and refresh our structures and so on, so that it's not dependent on just a few people, you know, who in 20 years' time won't be there to keep it on, you know.
Well, mentioning this for the village tour is a good way of getting that message out there. If you want to get on board with any of that, get in touch. Our fourth guest?
Mickey Wilson is my name, and welcome, Alan, to lovely old Milltown, a town I'm very proud of. And, you know, I say one of the oldest here of the four of us, and Milltown is steeped in history. And when I was a young lad, I can remember what Milltown was put on the map was the Darling Girl from Clare. And it was a festival that went on for 8 weeks, which was one of the longest festivals
eight weeks.
And you had Nola Driscoll, Tom Queeley, and many, you know, many great people, and that they're all gone. But they put Milltown on the map at that time. And we carried it on. I was the chairman of the Darling Girl from Clare, which was a very, very big success. And we were second to the Rosa Tralee. We overtook the Mary of Dunloe. And we had a lot of personalities. We had Pat Kenny, we had Derek Davis, we had Mike Murphy as compares and interviewed. We had girls from all over the world. We used to have 32 girls. But going away from that, you know, it was a pity it has fallen and it came back. But I would like to see it coming back. Some of the young people or some of the business people in the town would take it on, because, you know, it's a big event. And then I was always involved with the GA here in Milltown Malbay, past chairman. And I won't let it go without my good friend John Reedy, who passed away over a year ago, who was involved in this project here in the community centre, a great leader and a great man for the community, and a big loss to the parish. And we have a facility out there, second to none, on the GA pitch. We have a stand and we have the pitch, and we have a walking around the outside of the pitch, and we have floodlights, which was very, very common or new to the time. And Milltown, the GA has passed one, they're doing well, and from the youth up, you have many parents getting involved now and keeping the kids. Even I have grandkids there now, and they're out in the football pitch. And Milltown, coming back then to the side, we say the business side, Milltown, going back to Willie Clancy, we're very lucky to have it. It's coming at 53 years old, and I can remember from the very beginning. And at that beginning, I had a very interesting gentleman that came to Milltown Malbay, heard about the Willie Clancy, the great Arlo Guthrie. And he happened to come into my pub in the main street, and we were all wondering what these Yanks were going to be playing. We were afraid. But they gave life to the town, and he had an ear for trad music that he went around to each of the pubs in Milltown Malbay at that time, and he picked out one player, and what's his name? Philip Player had come to me, and he brought him back to America, and he put him on a long playing record with Arlo Guthrie and his group. The name can't come to me now, but coming back then to the Willie Clancy, which is marvellous, great for the community, great for the area, not alone for Milltown, but for Quilty, Mullock, Lane, Shinnes Diamond, because we can't accommodate the people that are coming. And then we're very lucky, we have two great hotels, the Armada, and we have the Bellbridge. And, you know, at the height of the season, these two hotels, they employ nearly 300 to 400 people, which is a big asset to the area and to the community. And they give us, I say, a lot of money around the area. And Milltown, you know, I have seen it, you know, it went down for a while, but it's back up and running. And we have, you know, I look at it today, and we have 88 outlets to, you can have a cup of coffee or eat or dine, and we have massive pubs, you know. And I have to mention Freels, because, you know, I'm in the business for years and years, but I'm retired. But anywhere I go, and I mention Milltown Malbay, Freels pub, because it's the home of traditional music, and Willie Clancy played most of his music there with a gentleman by the name of Seamus Innes and many more popular musicians. And we, as I say, we have marvellous pubs that can cater. We need we have 11 pubs and we need them to take the crowds of comfort of Willie Clancy. And the Seamus made, we have the concertina week as well. Midtown is, you know, people were saying we were dying, but to me it's coming back. And people, I've noticed, are buying property. If there's any bit of property in Midtown, it's eating up. And I was on to one gentleman there recently in Freed's Pub, and he's after coming back from London now, and he's after buying a house, a famous musician by the name of Terry Kyle, and he's another plus to the area for the trade. And as Seamus quite rightly said, you know, we're worldwide for our trade, and we're delighted, we're honoured. And we had great, I have to mention our late Paddy Hillary, who was the President of Ireland, and I had the honour, well, he had invited the King and Queen of Spain many, many years ago, I think it was in the 80s, and I had the honour with Peter Barry, who was the Minister for Foreign Affairs, to welcome the King and Queen of Spain to Milton Malbay. It was highly organised, but very secure, because at the time we had the troubles and a lot of security. But he was a fine man, and he gave us great publicity worldwide.
And can I ask you, was he brought here because this was where Paddy Hillary hailed from, or was it to see he'd heard it was the home of traditional music, or was it a mixture of things?
No, I'd say, Alan, that the President, being from Spanish Point, and Spanish Point, we, you know, is Armada, the wreckage of the Armada, and a lot of them lost their lives, and a lot of them were buried in unmarked graves. You know, some of us know where they are, but that was the purpose of his visit to Spanish Point, and he was delighted. We have a plaque in Spanish Point in his honour, anybody can see it. And I have to mention the committee in Spanish Point as well. They have a fantastic committee out there that develops Spanish Point, and it's unspoiled, and to me it's one of the best beaches in County Clare. And I'm very proud of Milltown, and we have a lot of great people in Milltown, Malbay, Ireland. Thank you.
There's so much going on here. I think our listeners are really getting a sense of that. I think this is a great point at which to pause for a break. We've reached the end of part one of our latest Stop in the Village tour. We'll be back very shortly with part two.
Morning Focus, the show you can trust to tell all sides of the story. Clare FM.
And we're back with part two of our latest Stop in the Village tour, where I'm at the community centre in Milltown, Malbay, where I'm joined by Neil Hines, Mickey Wilson, Seamus McMahona and Sean Lenehan. And guys, you've done a great job in the first part of really laying out what is on offer here in Milltown, Malbay. I mean, to be the home of anything is great, but, you know, the home of our best home of Irish music in the world is a unique selling point. I've been to other places in Clare, places that are kind of tourist locations where they speak about being busy and on season, and then off season it can be pretty quiet. Who'd like to talk to me a little bit about, you know, you've touched on it already, kind of even off season it can still tend to be quite busy here.
Yeah, thanks, Alan. I suppose we are spoiled, you know, by having the Willie Clancy week, you know, but we can't, as I said earlier, sit back on our laurels. There's a long winter in it, you know, so the summer season, we're blessed that we are placed here in the wild Atlantic Way. You know, we've mentioned before, we've two fantastic beaches at Spanish Point and the White Strand. We have a fantastic lake, you know, so fishing is a big thing, you know, so we can cater to all demographics that would like to come and visit. As I say, being on the wild Atlantic Way, we get a constant flow of traffic through the town, maybe coming from Kerry on their way up to the Cliffs of Moher and onto Galway. What we need to do maybe is to try and keep them here a bit longer, as I say, in the off season. It is a long winter, so we could always do with a bit more industry. Back in the 80s, there were a number of factories up to Blard Road. They are not here, unfortunately, anymore. So I suppose if there is any industrialists out there listening here today, they'd be very welcome to come to Milltown. He won't find, or they won't find, better people to work, a committed workforce. We have all the services, as we mentioned earlier, and, you know, I think they wouldn't regret their decision if they wanted to base a new business here. There are lots of smaller businesses, lots of family-run businesses. You know, delighted to see we have a new restaurant, a new Italian restaurant opening, I think, this weekend, isn't it? Yeah. We have a new the coffee shop is reopening on Dennis Diamond Road. You know, you'll see on your way up here today, there's a couple of scaffolding erected up down the main street. Great to see some of the older buildings that might have been maybe neglected over the last while. They've now been bought out by new people, and they're being re-energised and done up and so on and so forth. So that will bring new life back into the main street. And that's, as I say, what we need to do. We need to constantly involve. We need to to constantly improve on what we offer to the people, because they will go somewhere else, you know. So while we're all proud of Milltown, we don't want it to be the best kept secret. We want to get the message out there, and as a thanks a million for you and Clare FM coming here today to get our message out there that we are very much here open and welcoming for business.
And can I just ask you, because Mickey touched on it in the first part, like there's lots of pubs and restaurants and cafes and stuff which are essential for a tourist location, but what about for the locals in terms of amenities? Is there everything that locals could want and need in Milltown Malbay, be it the local shops, aforementioned pubs, whatever it might be?
Yeah, you know, look, I suppose we're a small town, really, in, maybe in terms of population at the winter time, but we have a huge community spirit, and we do take in a huge hinterland, I suppose, you know. So we have two large supermarkets here. We have the Super Value up to Innes Road. We have Landis down to Mullock Road. Lots of smaller shops. We have fruit and veg, you know. We have delighted to see new plans for the Farmer Bank. You know, there's some very exciting plans there by the new owner of the what was the Farmer Bank of Ireland there in the square. You know, so in terms of what people, you know, again, we're spoiled by the beach, you know, but the beach isn't just summertime anymore. There's a very regular winter swimming group that go up to the beach. We have up the top of the town here. And again, I want to thank the council and the other sponsors, you know, for funding. We have a muddy boots walk, you know, that people can come and walk there just up at the back of the church. It's a lovely, and then we're actively working with the council again in terms of the West Clare Railway Greenway project. The Greenway, or the West Clare Railway, had a station here in Milltown. You've heard of the West Clare Railway, and are you right there, Michael, and all the rest of it. It closed, unfortunately, in the early 60s. Charles Stewart Parnell turned the sod for the West Clare Railway back here in the 1860s or 70s or 85, was, yeah, thank you. The wound tour is always good to have. In the, thanks, Charles. 1885. So what we want to do is very soon to see the sod being turned on the West Clare Greenway, the West Clare Railway Greenway, which will come through Milltown Malbay, and I think will breed new life in, because what we've seen in other projects up in, say, the likes of the Greenway in Mayo and the Greenway in Waterford, new industries come in, new coffee shops, new tourism ventures, you know, bike repairs, bike sales, and all of that kind of thing. So I suppose for the local that's here at the moment, everything that he needs to get or she needs to get, it can be got. And then, of course, we avail of the services from our neighbouring towns and villages as well.
Neil, can I ask you just a little bit more about the community centre? You mentioned the number of various activities that go on here on a weekly basis. Does it tend to be people predominantly from Milltown Malbay who use it, or is it from surrounding areas that are coming in because it's such a fantastic facility?
Yeah, no, it's a great mix from surrounding areas. And like I already said there today, there's a group next door of people with Parkinson's, and I get inquiries from all around Clare about that class. It's a very successful class. It's been going for over a year, very well attended. There's people from all around Clare. For instance, on a Monday night, we have social dancing, which I recommend anyone to go to. It's a great exercise for your brain. You're coordinating for 2 hours, and it's loads of fun. Social dancing, we get people coming from all over the place. People who can't maybe make a class in Innes on some night will come to Milltown Malbay on a Monday night. And that led me on to, at that class, I actually partake in that class myself. And at that class, I met a woman from Naples in it, in Italy, and she's from the city centre in Naples, where Diego Maradona is God. And she said that they don't have community centres over there in Naples. And one of the best things about living around here is the community centre. She gets to come in here, practice English, meet people and do new classes. I gave a tour to a bunch of Brazilians who were from Sao Paulo, the suburbs of Sao Paulo, a mega city, one of the biggest cities on the planet. They don't have community centres over where they live. And after I finished the tour with them, and I think your listeners might be interested in this, they still fully couldn't grasp the idea of the community centre in the town. They almost thought it laughable that people were, that it wasn't a business, it wasn't making money, you know, who's running it, who's here, who's working here.
That's funny, isn't it, to us Irish, a community centre is just a standard thing that...
Yeah. It's bog standard, as they would say, community centre in Ireland, you know. And to other people, it really is foreign. It really is something alien to them. And I was pretty taken aback by the crowd from Sao Paulo, who just didn't get it, you know.
Yeah.
And like I said, so the community centre really has its place here. And even the events that Mickey brought up, like at the Willie Clancy Week, and he also talked about the Darling Girl that doesn't take place anymore. If it was taking place, the finals would probably be in the centre. You know, Seamus there spoke about the OSC, about the concertina crinu, which is a huge success, that they use that as a hub for the community centre. So the community centre is pivotal to the area, and lots of people do use it for lots of different reasons, not just traditional Irish music. And other people who are foreign to the place are very interested in it and have expressed their interest and how much they love it.
Well, I can tell you, the concept of community centres in Ireland might be bog standard, but this community centre is anything but that. It's a cut above, that's for sure. Just before I get to your final thoughts and kind of the future of Milltown Malbay and what you think might be needed in the locality, Mickey, can you talk a little bit about sport here? You know, Sean mentioned earlier on it's the home of football. Is, I'm sure, predominantly Gaelic football, but are there other sporting organisations, be it soccer or rugby or boxing or whatever it might be?
Yeah, we have a lot. I'd like to mention the golf club in Spanish Point. It's a 9-hole Costco. And they have a committee out there, and they have developed that golf club to immense, you know, it's open nearly the whole year round. It's a dry start, and they have a big membership, and they're after doing tremendous development, and it's a very, very, very popular venue. And coming back to the GA, you know, we have Clonbunny, who I played myself for years ago. They have hurling, we have soccer, we have, you know, ladies football, junior and minor, and football is very, very strong in Milltown Malbay. And as I say, you know, we're very, very lucky. And I've noticed a lot of the younger generation that have left Milltown Malbay coming back, buying houses, even buying sites. I was on to a young lad, just got married, and he's after buying a site in Spanish Point, and hopefully he gets planning permission. And it's lovely to see the youth coming back, and they all love to come back, and they have their own kids. And I would say to anybody from our area, Milltown is always open, and it's unspoiled. When I look, there's no day that I don't take a walk to Spanish Point. And I did a bit of life gardening in Kilkee, Lahinch, and the White Strand and Spanish Point. And I put Spanish Point because it's unspoiled. You know, you haven't the big developments like you have in Kilkee or in Lahinch. Spanish Point will always be Spanish Point. And there's great history to it. And as Sean said, we have a swimming club all the time, and big facilities. And during the winter, you know, we're lucky. We have traditional music, freeze again, supply music during the summer, 7 nights a week. And during the winter, which is very unique, we have they have music Thursday, Friday and Saturday. And you'll be amazed the amount of people that come looking for tradition. And it's free, there's no cover charge, nothing. And people come in, and lots of people come in and even dine the session. And we're very lucky, and as I say, I'm very proud of Milltown Malbay, and I've worked in Dublin, and anywhere I go, and I say where I'm from, Milltown Malbay, and they'll say, the Willie Clancy Week, nothing to beat it.
In the few minutes that are left to us, gents, it sounds like literally everything here in Milltown Malbay, but you'd know better than myself, so I'll just get your quick thoughts on if there's one thing you think Milltown Malbay could do with or that it's lacking, what would it be, Seamus?
Well, I suppose as Mickey was saying there, Milltown has been very attractive to people from outside over the years. An awful lot of our, if you like, community energy comes from that, I suppose, hospitality tradition where people come, and a lot of the of musicians, for example, and singers have located here, transferred here over the years, you know, from the earliest times when Tom Munnelly was here as a collector, and more latterly Jim Carroll and Pat McKenzie and so on as collectors, and then the various musicians and singers who have found a home here. So they all contribute to what, from a heritage point of view, is a very rich ecosystem, you like, where they all kind of cooperate. And I think what would be particularly encouraging from our point of view is that Clare County Council has obviously had the object for the last number of years of trying to extend the impact of the Cliffs of Moher development, you know, where huge numbers come there, 1.5 million, whatever, but very few of them stay kind of in the locality for any period. So their new heritage plan has a particular vision for developing the heritage facilities in all the communities. And from our point of view, a lot of what they're talking about there in terms of musical heritage, song storytelling and so on, are things we're already doing. The Irish language, for example, we've a rich tradition here, and So we would hope that, if you like, resources can be put into that to develop the heritage, because we're not talking just here from the Irish and Clower perspective of just Milltown Malbay itself, but of the area around, you know, the Kilmurry, Ibrickan, Creagh, Coorclare parishes, where so many of our participants come from. And we're all one area in that sense. It's not just the town itself.
Neil?
Yeah, so when I was hearing Mickey talk about the Darling Girl and how it was kind of has been, you know, I have often thought over the years, I've grown up with the Willie Clancy Week and it's been a part of my life since I was a child, but so was the Darling Girl, and but I've vague memories of it. I have always thought that, I don't know if lacking is the right word, but I think a great addition would be another festival if we had it at some time during the summer at the right time. I know it's not easy to start up a festival or anything like that, and when someone says we should have another festival, somebody will say, well, why don't you start it up? Like, so,
why don't you?
He said, well, I know where my own skill set would lie if I was to be involved in one, but I'd be all ears for a group or a presentation about a new festival. And I think that, and it's not easy, there's something special about the Willie Clancy Week that has a heritage and a longevity and is still here and comes back around. That's almost like a phenomenon. It's hard to repeat that, you know, but I think I'd be all ears for a brand new idea, for a brand new festival, and who knows, maybe the Darling Girl could be resurrected sometime.
Well, Mick, you're a man who's been involved with so much in Milltown Malbay over the years. Maybe, I don't know, is Neil looking in your direction for that?
Well, yeah, as I said already, Alan, I would like to see the Darling Girl, a group of young business people or people in the parish get together and maybe cut it as short, maybe a weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, whereas we used to have it for a week. And it's a big, you know, I was talking to girls that I hadn't met in years that were Darling Girls from Clare and married, and they still come back to Milltown Malbay. And at that time, you know, we had 32 girls from all over. We had them from Estonia, Spain, you name it, they were there. And I'd love to see it being reviewed, because it'd be great for the town again, and to be another, as Neil said, another festival that we need to keep the town busy. And some of the youth get their shoulder to the wheel and, you know, let them do a lot of talking, but let them come together and work for the parish and for the town and for the community. That's it, Alan.
Okay. The word is out there, so if you're listening, anyone wants to take up the mantle. Sean, final word to you.
Yeah, well, to look at the Darling Girl was always good, and something for the younger lads as well, like myself in my day, we were all looking forward to being escorts for the festival, you know, so that's an added bonus for the young lads of Clare if it is, of Milltown if it is revived. Yeah, just look at, there's lots of things, you know, as I said earlier, we'd love if we had more industry in the area, if there's any, as I say, a business person that wants to set up, we'd be very welcome to meet them here and try and help them. We have the hub as well, I suppose, somebody mentioned there earlier about working from home and lads coming back to Milltown. I suppose one thing, a benefit from COVID, if we had any benefit from it, was that people got used to blended working and hybrid working and remote working. So we have a fantastic building down in the main street there where people can come in and book a room or book a desk or whatever, and you can work remotely there with excellent Wi-Fi and stuff to get you connected to wherever you are in the world, you know. So lots of people have come back for COVID and have stayed, you know, so that's very welcome. I suppose to entice more people back, we do need maybe some services, you know, so I suppose it's timely at the minute with the local election coming on in a couple of months, and the general election not too far after that perhaps, when people come knocking on your door, we need to do something below at the square. The traffic management, there's a conflict there that has been there for 40 years or more, you know, needs to be tidied up. A small roundabout or something like that that would just put a bit of manners on that junction. So maybe that's something that you could ask your prospective councillor to do. The other bigger thing, of course, then, we mentioned about Spanish Point being unspoilt. I suppose for it to grow another little bit, it'd be very important to get the balance right, but we do need to upgrade our wastewater treatment plant here in Milltown Malbay and bring in Spanish Point into it, because without sufficient wastewater, you know, the town won't grow. And while we don't want it to grow to maybe the extremes that some places have, we do always welcome further investment into the town. And can I just say one thing about Mickey? It's not all about traditional music. There are people who have to be mindful. Not everybody, we love it, but not everybody loves traditional music. So we have other pubs in Milltown that cater for other types of music. The hall here, even I mentioned earlier about the sound system and the lighting system, we're always trying to, Neil is always trying to encourage, you know, this centre has been a very popular music centre and a music venue. We've brought lots of different groups down over recent times, and we're hoping to bring more. And as I said, there's The Forge down in Martin Flynn's pub, fantastic centre for live music as well, out the back developed there. Hillary's of fantastic music. The Malba, fantastic place for music as well. So we've lots of different things for all likes and tastes, and as I said, the door is open, and the Cade Mina Fáilte is very much here. And just before I go, Alan, can I say we're here in the hall, and I can confidently say, as being a member of the organising committee here, the setting up of this hall and community centre, it wouldn't have happened without the generosity of very many people. And I don't want to name, you know, start naming names, but I do have to mention Barry and Judith Merle. They're over in Dallas in Texas. I know they're avid Clare FM listeners, so they will be listening to this recording at some stage. And I just want to wish them well and to thank them for all they've done for Milton Malbay. They funded the Willie Clancy statue down in the middle of the main street. They funded the welcome signs at the entrance to each of the approach roads into town, and they made a very sizable contribution when we went fundraising with the handout for this development here. So I just want to thank Barry and Judith Merrill over in Dallas, Texas, and to wish them well for the future. Thanks, Alan.
Very good. Great to know we've listeners all the way over in Texas, that is for sure. That brings an end to our latest stop on the village tour from Milltown Malbay. I've thoroughly enjoyed being here, and thanks to all of you, to my guests, Sean Lennon, to Mickey Wilson, to Neil Hines, and to Seamus MacMahona. We'll be back next week with another edition of the Village Tour, so tune in then to find out where in Clare I turn up in. Until then, take care.
This feature, The Village Tour, is funded by Cumasun Na Mban with a television licence fee.